Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Let us be the church. I had a great time on the 200 Churches podcast with Jeff Keady. Jeff asked me what was different for our church during the pandemic shutdowns. I explained to him how our season of change had begun long before anyone was even talking about coronavirus. Take a listen.
How were the 2 years different for you, and what were some of the challenges?
One of the big challenges for us is that we had made a move. Our church building that we had was really kind of a country church. It was pretty far outside of our city. Not that Cedar Springs is a large community to begin with, but we were still 6 miles out into farmland. And I challenged our folks. I said, you know, I just really kind of sense if we're going to impact our community, we got to get close to them. If you think about the ministry of Jesus, he didn't set up someplace and say, here's where I'm going to be if you want to come see me. He went to the people that were in need. So let's move. So we had actually sold our church building, and we didn't have a new building to buy yet in town. And we had been renting space in a school. Well, the schools immediately shut down, so we didn't even have the option to meet in a place if we wanted to. And so one of the big changes that we did is that we went to a home church model. Getting back to what I said before, you know, the chairs are not in nice, neat rows, and they're not all the same. You know, some of them are couches, and some of them are folding chairs. And there were times that people were in my house, and I would be in one part of the family room, and people were kind of around the corner in the kitchen. I couldn't see them around the dining room table. I just called them the Amen Corner because I could just hear them every once in a while say something back there, but I couldn't actually see them. And, you know, so that changed. And then the people that couldn't get out of their homes, then we were going to them. Sometimes we could go inside their home. Sometimes we'd stand out on the front porch and talk to them through the glass front door or something like that. But our commitment was, we're going to stay connected with everybody, whether they can come to a location or whether we have to go to them. That's going to be our commitment, is that we're going to make sure that we keep tabs on everybody. And I love how that's just kind of carried over since that time, the commitment there that, hey, I'm looking around and I don't see, you know, Sister so-and-so here this morning. And before they even have left the church parking lot, they're calling, hey, are you okay? I didn't see you at church this morning. Can I come by? Can I bring you something? You know, is there a way I can help? And that's what I think, you know, the body of Christ is supposed to be doing, is taking care of each other. I love in the book of Hebrews how many times the writer of Hebrews says, let us, not, you know, let you or individually, but us together, let us together keep doing this.
Of course, one of the big things in my personal life during the last year was authoring a number one selling book called Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter. As I commented to Jeff, those let us phrases in the book of Hebrews so struck me that I wrote about it in my book. Have you noticed the word saints in the New Testament is always in the plural, never the singular? That's because we need each other to bring out the saintly qualities in each other. This is why the writer of Hebrews stresses the camaraderie of let us so many times, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 to 25. I found that many shepherd leaders tend to isolate. They are so involved in their own pasture of ministry that they seldom make the time to interact with other shepherds. In fact, isolation is one of the devil's favorite tactics. I encourage you to find friends, fellow saints, who are also committed to healthy spiritual growth, and avail yourself of their friendship and insight. That's an excerpt from the chapter Four Elements to Optimal Spiritual Health. Let us be the church wherever God places us and however He chooses to use us. I'll be sharing more clips from this 200 Churches interview soon, so please stay tuned. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. I've shared links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.